It's been a massive week, of course, due to COVID. I've spoken to a local GP elsewhere in the show about, from a medical point of view, but I was keen to get perspective from the tourism industry. There's no one better to talk about that than Michael Nelson. He is the Managing Director of Pinnacle Tourism Marketing. Michael, welcome back to the King Review.
Good to see you again, Gav.
Well, good to see you, but probably under different circumstances would be nice. The week has just been an absolute shambles all over the place. You look back a week ago, I don't think I've actually mentioned COVID in last week's show. And yet, you know, 7 days later, here we are, the whole half the country in lockdown as we speak. Just an absolute nightmare. Of course, the tourism industry yet again bears the brunt of the mess that we're in. Talk to us first, Michael, about what are you hearing from your clients in the industry and more broadly from tourism businesses this week?
I think the biggest thing that we've seen is just the lack of confidence now from our travellers. We've built the momentum. We've seen that people want to come on holidays, but we see these lockdowns, these snap lockdowns, for good, for better, for worse, and the hit to consumer confidence just plummets. The cancellations lit up on the back of the Brisbane lockdown and now Townsville. We get impacted on that up here too, because people just don't want to get caught up in this. They don't want to come on holidays and then have to sort of say, right, okay, are we going to be in quarantine? Are we going to have to, what happens when we go home? And it's just, that is it. And if you look at what has happened over the last 10 days, it has been border closure after border closure. As we sit here right now, the only markets that we can talk to in Australia are Victoria, Tasmania, and the ACT and a bit of regional New South Wales. That's it. Everywhere else is closed out to us.
For now. I mean, it could change. It just seems to change from minute to minute, day to day. What about some of those individual stories? Yeah. I guess without naming people or naming certain businesses, tell us some of the real impact that's happened just in the last few days alone. Yeah.
So across my desk, one operator said to me $250,000 in the last 10 days that he's just had to wipe off his books.
$250,000.
And Gavin, this is not a big operator. So this is a mum and dad operator. And this is the sort of impact that this has on that sort of business here in North Queensland. We look at some of our accommodation partners in June, because Victoria is such an important source market for us. We saw 40% written off in terms of business on the books just for June. And the impacts are real. This is absolute money that is not coming into our economy. We're talking about $6 million a day as we speak right now.
And school holidays. I mean, what the hell is it with school holidays and these COVID outbreaks and these lockdowns? It's just unbelievable.
I did some numbers last night and I calculated since March 23rd last year, which is when the international borders shut down, we have actually only had 12 weeks in those 64 weeks where we have not had to deal with some sort of border restriction or restraint on getting momentum back into our businesses.
And 12 weeks without, out of 64, without interruption, without a lockdown.
And that's why so many people are saying our businesses are hurting. It ceased to be funny a real long time ago. There's no safety nets underneath us right now. And for so many businesses leading in, particularly into this period, they staffed up. They ramped up their infrastructure because there was demand. We had generated the demand. It was absolutely there. And now we're just watching it wash away. And again, these operators are just left holding the can with all of this additional infrastructure and cost that goes with it. We don't want to go back to those scenes of seeing staff being made redundant or losing them or whatever it is, because that's the other thing that we've lost so much is all of the IP in the industry is now
the talent,
starting to...
Oh, the mate. Experience.
And it is because of this momentum. We just cannot get a fair crack at this to get moving again.
There's no runway. I mean, I've got a mate in Adelaide, as one example. I'm sure you've heard them all over the place, who was keen to come to Cairns. He's a big international traveller, would do two or three trips a year, in fact, he was saying, internationally. Obviously, hasn't been able to do that. So Cairns was definitely on his list, particularly at this time of year. Just said, look, no, I'm not going to book, because you just, as you said earlier, that confidence, you just don't know where you're going to get stuck.
People, they're not scared of the virus. They're not scared of travelling because
That's
of the
right.
impact of the virus. They're absolutely just nervous about getting caught up in what may happen when they actually come on a holiday. And can you imagine coming on a holiday and then finding out that you've got a directive to say that you've got to go into lockdown while you're on holiday? Awesome. Why would you leave home?
Yeah. It's absolutely crazy. I'm talking here with Michael Nelson from Pinnacle Tourism Marketing. That conversation now leads us to where do we go from here, or where should we go from here? And one of the things that I've certainly noticed in, well, recent months is that there seems to be no talk at all, certainly from a federal level, but also from the states, about a path out of this thing. And I talk now about a vaccination rate, almost a threshold moment where a certain percentage of the population is vaccinated, now be that 60%, I think some parts of Europe are talking about 60%, be it 70%, 80%, whatever it is, no one's talking about what is that tipping point where we get to a certain vaccination rate level and then the shackles come off and then we can safely say, right, no more lockdowns, let's get some travel happening. And whether it's us outbound or some of those inbound travellers coming in, what would you like to see happen on that front?
We as an industry have been screaming out for this, and the lack of desire to even engage in this conversation.
There's no one's talking about it.
And we have been banging the table to say we need this pathway. I was down at an event called the Australian Tourism Exchange 3 weeks ago, and they had the head of Emirates Australia there talking about what airlines actually need. And he was saying there in that seminar that they need 5 months to stand up an A380 pilot to actually bring them back online. And don't worry about the plane, that's just the pilot. Then you've got the ground crew, the cabin crew, and everything else that goes with that. So the need for a pathway, it cannot be just an overnight thing to say, right, yeah, we're good to go here.
Turn the tap on tomorrow.
Yeah, there is so much about that that international opening that we need to get right for it to happen. And as we look around the world, the vaccination rates have been quite astonishing in some markets that have been quite impacted by COVID. The impacts that they are now seeing in terms of hospitalization rates and everything have fallen off a cliff. And they're starting to open up. They've got their pathway. We saw Singapore absolutely release their pathway out there last week. And we can't even have a conversation yet. We don't know what the government will require of international visitors when they come across our border. What will they be needing? Obviously, they'll need to be vaccinated. But what else is going to happen with that? And do you know what? Our international partners are screaming out for this too. They've got a vested interest in selling Australia.
That's right.
And they're hearing nothing from us. They're getting very frustrated with us. And that's going to be a challenge moving forward.
Well, I actually think that it's almost a carrot. You know, if the feds and the states would come out, talk to each other sensibly and reasonably for a change and actually set that target and say, look, if we get to 60% or 70%, we can then start opening up our economy. We can then start opening up our borders. We can end the lockdowns. I actually think that would be, you know, that's a target for us all to work together, to work towards, to get those people who are sitting on the fence with the vaccine. And there's actually something to strive for because everyone wants things to open up again. So the fact that we're not hearing any of that from our political leaders is an absolute disgrace. Michael Nelson from Pinnacle, great to have you on. No doubt we'll chat again, hopefully under slightly better circumstances when we catch up in a month or so. Thanks for your time on the King Review today.
Thanks for having me back, Ev.